It's good morning on the 7th of the month of May 2025. Good morning, South Africa and beyond the borders all over the world, for that matter. Good morning and a great blessed morning to you, wherever you may be listening to Radio Pulpit. And what a privilege to be in your company this morning. On behalf of each and every one of us, starting with the team at Radio Pulpit this morning, we are Mpo Mane. He's the man working with me in Pretoria this morning. And it's Sonette Daisel, our program organizer, as well as Wilma van Schalkwyk, our radio manager in Pretoria. My name, Johan Els. Good morning. Come on. What's happening on Sunday? Do you know what's happening? What are you planning for Sunday? Or have you forgotten about something? Sunday, what's happening on Sunday? I know Mother's Day is not written in the Bible that we should have a yearly Mother's Day, but now we have a Mother's Day coming Sunday. Or did you forget? And it made me think, what and who is a biblical Christian mother as we head into Mother's Day on Sunday? And what does a biblical Christian mother looks like? What are the characteristics of a biblical Christian mother, says the Bible? I grew up with an old, beautiful song called Mother McCree. And the lyrics go something like this, and I remembered it early this morning, and yesterday actually I remembered it when I bought some flowers. And our mother's in an old age home, and coming Sunday, after I have preached in Wynberg, we're going to the old age home here in the Strand, and all our children and their children, and with our mother and their grandmother and the great-grandmother for the little ones, her name is Kubi Lo, we will have lunch together with her in the old age home. And as I bought two periodicals yesterday and some cakes and flowers and fruit, it came to my mind, the old song with the lyrics, I kiss the dear fingers so toil worn for me. Oh, God bless you and keep you, Mother McCree. This old Irish song, Mocroy, Mother Mocroy, and it means an exclamation, you are my heart. The lyrics, and I want to play you the song just now. The lyrics goes like this. There's a spot in my heart which no Colleen may own. No lady other than my mother may own. There's a spot in my heart. In Afrikaans is daar 'n vertaling wat sê, daar's 'n plek in my hart wat geen noontjie kan hou. There's a spot in my heart which no Colleen may own. There's a depth in me soul, never sounded or known. There's a place in my memory, my life, that you fill. No other can take it, no one ever will. Sure, I love the dear silver that shines in your hair, my mother. And the brow that's all furrowed and wrinkled with care. Now, I kiss the dear fingers so toil-worn for me. O Lord God, bless you and keep you, Mother McCroy. Every sorrow or care in the dear days gone by was made bright by the light of she's smile in your eye. Like a candle that set in a window at night, your fond love has cheered me and guided me right. the lyrics of that beautiful old Irish song, Mother McCroy or Mother McCree. And it just made me think, what are the characteristics of a biblical Christian mother, a woman who embodies the teachings of Jesus Christ in her role as a mother, focusing on nurturing her family's spiritual and physical well-being and serving as a role model of faith and character? What are the characteristics, says the Bible, of a Christian mother? Who prioritizes God's word, who prioritizes prayer, who prioritizes the love of Christ in all aspects of her parenting and aiming to raise her children to be disciples of Jesus Christ. And coming Sunday with Mother's Day, perhaps your mom is in heaven with Jesus, serving in eternity. Perhaps she's also old. Perhaps she's still a young mom, running around from the bedrooms to the kitchen at the moment, getting everyone up, getting everyone ready for school, getting everyone, if it's a young mom, getting what is it to be in English now? Getting the sandwiches for the children ready for school, putting a little pink milk in, or a blue milk, or a fruit. Getting them dressed, getting them through the bathroom this morning. Mom, where's my socks? Mom, where's my shirt? Mom, where's my belt? Mom, where's my shoes? Oh, you left your shoes at school yesterday after you played. And then Dad gets up. He doesn't help a lot. Many dads, they do help, yes. But Mom is running around. What is the characteristic of a biblical Christian mother? She loves God. She seeks to know God in Christ. A godly mother, says the Bible, is grounded in her faith and seeks to understand God's word, allowing it to shape her thoughts, her words, and her actions. A godly mother, says the Bible, loves her family unconditionally, unconditionally. A godly mother cares for her children's physical, emotional, and spiritual needs in a way that no one else can do. A godly mother provides a safe and a loving environment where they can thrive. A godly mother, says the Bible, teaches her children about God's love and truth. A godly mother uses, says the Bible, teachable moments to instill these biblical principles and encourage her children to follow Jesus Christ. A godly mother serves as a role model of faith and character. She demonstrates the love and grace, that grace of Jesus Christ. She demonstrates that in her daily life, showing her children how to live in a way that honors God. A godly mother, when she taxis the children to school, she teaches the children in the car, even though they may be late for school. You honor the robot. And when the robot in Joburg or Pretoria or wherever isn't working, you treat that as a four-way stop, because a mom demonstrates the life of Christ in the practical daily life, showing her children, even at the robot that isn't working, to live in a way, a practical way that honors God. A godly mother is patient and understanding. She recognizes the challenges of parenting, the challenges of her teenage children, the challenges of the terrible two stages, the challenges of the children when they grow up. She approached them with love and grace, knowing that Children, even when they are grown up, are still learning. A godly mother, says the Bible, encourages and supports her children. She fosters their talents and gifts, helping them to develop their potential while remaining grounded in their faith. A godly mother helps her children prepare for the eye steadfast. Yeah. You know, there are so many examples in the Bible. Take Hannah. She was a faithful woman who prayed earnestly for her son and raised Samuel to serve God. There's Mary, Jesus' mother. She was a woman of faith who believed in God's plan and raised her son, Jesus, to be Savior of the world. There's the Proverbs 31 woman. And this verse in Proverbs 31 portrays a woman of strength and wisdom and skill who's diligent in her work and loving her family. You know, throughout the Bible, we read about godly mothers who raise their children to love, to honor and serve God. There are mothers, there are so many examples. Jochebed, Elizabeth, Mary, they all raised their sons who ministered and led God's people. Mothers in the Bible who were committed, hardworking, resourceful, willingly did the work that was before them. Proverbs 31:13 comes to mind. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. 1 Samuel 1 verse 22 says, "For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition, which I asked of him." 1 Samuel 1 verse 27. Proverbs 31 verse 25. "Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come." Another one is Proverbs 31 27, which says, "She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness." Isaiah 66 verse 13 says, "As one whom his mother comforts, so will I comfort you, and so you shall be comforted in Jerusalem." Or there's Proverbs 31, 26, which says, "She opens her mouth, a godly mother, with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness." Wow. Proverbs 31, 26. A godly mother seeks biblical knowledge. Proverbs 15, 14 says, "The heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness." A God-fearing mom is intimately connected with God. She maintains a prayer and devotional life to keep a discerning heart, intentional about growing her knowledge of the truth by reading her Bible daily and committing scripture to memory. She prays to seek God's wisdom and guidance for each day. You know, a godly mother, and this reminds me of my own dear late mother, whom I had the privilege to lay to rest about 2 years ago in her 90s. And when I stood next to the open grave in Klibeha in Port Elizabeth, whilst my mother's coffin was presented back to earth on top of my father in the grave, it came to mind as I buried her as the Duomini, her son, which were raised by her. I remembered that in Cradock, in the Eastern Cape, when I was a little boy of 3, 4, and 5, she taught me how to pray. And apparently I couldn't talk when I was a little boy of 2 or 3. And she always told me, she taught me never to cross a street before I pray. And then I learned her teachings. A And before we crossed the street, my mom always reminded me to pray. And she always said, I prayed the words jikanini, 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 because I couldn't talk. And I just made the sounds of jikanini, jikanini. A godly mother fears the Lord God Almighty. And Psalm 111:10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do His commandments. You do not cross a street. Just run over the street in front of cars. And my dear mother taught me that way back in 1958, 1959, 1957. And as the coffin went down, and as I stood there and buried my own mother as the Dominie, it came to mind Psalm 111 verse 10 saying, the fear of the Lord God is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do His commandments. Deuteronomy 6 verse 18 also says, and you shall do what is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with you. You know, to have the right understanding of godly parenting, a Christian biblical mother recognizes that biblical motherhood is not a popularity contest. It is a commitment to God's standards for life, for motherhood. A godly mom chooses not to fret and worry about gaining worldly acceptance and meeting unrealistic expectations. Instead, a godly Christian mother, says the Bible, devotes herself to live in a way that is pleasing to God. A godly mother trusts in God. She trusts in God. Psalm 9 verse 10 says, and those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. A godly mother, says the Bible, trust in God during the most trying and difficult situations and seasons of her life. When it seems like a godly mother is drowning in despair, she keeps her eyes on God and calms her heart when claiming His promises for each moment of each day. But a godly mother, says the Bible, also cultivates a joyful spirit. Psalm 16 verse 11 says, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. In the presence of a godly Christian biblical mom, you can't help but sense the warmth and the vibrance of that mom's joy. Her joy, a godly mother, her joy is rooted in knowing God will never ever forsake her as she goes through the challenges of raising children in an ungodly world. Her happy spirit inspires her children to also cultivate a joyful spirit. You know, a godly mother willingly does the work God has set before her. Proverbs 31:13 says, she seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She doesn't wait for inspiration or motivation to strike in order to get things done. A godly mother recognizes that everything she does is a gift and a blessing from God, from keeping a house clean, wiping slobbery faces and noses running in winter, to folding mountains of laundry, to iron. Many godly mothers with a Vicks jar, hey, rubs her children's backs and chests and under their feet when they have a cold, so that they can breathe lovely when they sleep. Because she gets to work with her hands to bless her children and family and glorify God. A godly mother keeps a pure heart. 1 Timothy 4:12 says, be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and purity. And that's what a godly mother does. She keeps a pure heart. A God-fearing mother is mindful of everything that influences her thoughts, her actions, and her emotions. And she recognizes that what goes in to her eventually comes out. And when the Holy Spirit convicts a godly mother of a sin, or a thought, or whatever, a habit that causes her to compromise her beliefs and values, a godly mother surrenders that to God without delay. A godly mother is content with what she has. She focuses on pursuing holiness in her thoughts, words, and actions. And this is no motivation speech this morning. This is no characters which you will somewhere find in some or other periodical or little talk. This is God's word. A godly mother builds up her house. Proverbs 14:1 says, "The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish one pulls it down with her hands." Hey, drawing wisdom, taking guidance from the Bible. That's a Christian mother. And that Christian mother will partner with God and her husband and her home and family to build a solid foundation for their home. She and her husband will lead their family in worship and prayer and reading the Bible, engage their children in discussions about challenges and events in light of the Scripture. A godly mother is a wise steward of her home, her time, and her resources. Because Proverbs 31:27 says, she watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. She takes responsibility for her resources and has a plan for the proper management of her home and time. A godly mother is a disciple maker. She knows Matthew 28:19, which says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." A godly mother, like Hannah, who raised her son Samuel to live a life of service to God. That's a godly mother, like Hannah. A Christian mother disciples her children and trains them in a way they should go. You know, a godly mother, and this so reminds me of my own mother, Tini Else, way back. A godly mother thinks of countless ways to help her children see, experience, and know the joy of spreading the good news of salvation to those who may not know of God yet. Whether through neighborhood ministry or at church or at work or at school or on the sports field or wherever. A godly mother supports her children in their roles as God's young disciples. She serves her family unto God. Colossians 3:23 was pasted in my mom's kitchen. "Whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, not to men." I remember my mom quoting Philippians 2:14, "Do all things without complaining and disputing." A missionary spirit a godly mom has recognizes she's been appointed by Christ Jesus to serve Him as a missionary in her own home. She realizes that the ministry starts in her own home. May the Lord just bless you and me and all the mothers. May the Lord God Almighty, may the Lord bless all the memories of all the moms who are with Jesus. Amen. This old song, Mother McCree, the old Irish songs. There's a spot in me heart which no woman may own. There's a depth in me soul never sounded or known. There's a place in my memory, my life, Mom, that you fill. No other can take it. No other will ever take your place.